Charlize Theron says millions are going to die following Trump foreign aid cuts, fuck them. By Warner Todd Houston on June 29, 2025. Oscar winner Charlize Theron is the latest Hollywood celebrity to decry President Donald Trump's cuts in wasteful and corrupted foreign aid spending. As Theron accuses his administration of making the cuts out of spite and vindictiveness, not sound policy. Theron appeared Saturday at the Africa Outreach Program Block Party fundraiser in Los Angeles and went on a rant against the USAID cuts and other foreign and immigration policies being implemented by the Trump administration. "The world feels like it's burning because it is," Theron railed, according to Variety. "Here in Los Angeles, in the U.S. and across the globe, we are moving backwards fast," she lamented. "Immigration policy is destroying the lives of families, not criminals. Women's rights are becoming less and less every day. Queer and trans lives are increasingly being erased, and gender-based violence is on the rise. This isn't just policy, it's personal. Fuck them." Theron went on to claim that USAID and other foreign aid cuts are killing people. "Foreign aid cuts brought HIV and AIDS programs in my home country of South Africa to an absolute standstill," she exclaimed. "All of this is not just detrimental, it's dangerous. People will lose their lives. Many have already, unfortunately, and at a frightening rate. It's absolutely heartbreaking to see this kind of unnecessary suffering." Theron has focused much of her philanthropic efforts on Africa. Nearly 20 years ago, she launched the Charlize Theron Africa Outreach Project, CTAP, which has passed around $15 million in grants to needy youth in Africa. The monster Oscar winner then happily noted that there is resistance to Trump's policies. "What we also see, what we cannot miss, is the resistance. There is hope, there is power in all of us standing up, organizing, protesting, voting and caring for each other, and refusing to accept that this is the new normal," she bloviated. "That spirit of resistance, justice and care for each other, that's the spirit that drives the work at CTAP. Although our focus is on the youth in Southern Africa, what we're really talking about here tonight is that all lives should be valued. Everyone should have the right to be healthy and safe and should be able to be seen." Meanwhile, video that recently hit social media shows Gazans receiving U.S. food and thanking Donald Trump, who pledged $30 million support for food aid in Gaza. "I love you, Trump. I love you, Donald." Chanting at the ITFAP Dates food distribution site 2 days after the U.S. pledged $30 million support for GHF aid. Other countries who want to help the ordinary people of Gaza should follow suit now. At whitehousepic.twitter.com/nwaytup. Richard Kemp, at Col Richard Kemp, June 28, 2025. Theon also complained that cutting USAID is cutting less than 1% of this budget, but it will result in millions of people that are going to die. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.